こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 4, Being Sorry in Japan. Hello and welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest and most fun way to learn Japanese.
And thanks again for being here with us for this Absolute Beginner Lesson.
Jessie です。
Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。
Naomi here.
In the last lesson, we learned how to say thank you and you're welcome.
ありがとうございます。
Which is thank you and...
どういたしまして?
Which is, you're welcome.
So, Jesse,
yes.
What are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say I'm sorry in Japanese.
You never know when you might need this phrase.
That's true. You never know when you might run into someone, spill something, break something, forget about something. Well, we could go on. But it's good to know what to say in that kind of situation.
You might feel more at ease.
Okay, let's begin.
いたたたた。あの、すみません。
はい?
足。
あ、すみません。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
いたたたた。あの、すみません。
はい。
足。
あ、すみません。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
いたたたた。
Ouch!
あの、すみません。
Excuse me.
はい?
Yes?
足。
My foot.
あ、すみません!
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so what happened here? It sounds like someone got their foot stepped on.
Yes, poor guy. He said, itatata,
which is like, ow, 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 ow.
Right.
If someone is in pain, they might say, itai, or this version, itatata.
Ah, yes. And if you're in Japan long enough, or if you hang around Japanese people long enough, you might start to say this yourself, actually.
Right. And there are more variations, like ita or itata.
I've also heard ite.
Ah, that's a common one, too.
All right, so as the conversations get longer, we're going to hear more and more new words. So here, we're going to introduce some of the new words to you. We already went over one, so let's go over some more. The next one is...
あの...
which is used to get someone's attention and means or
In the dialogue, the man used あの to get the attention of the woman.
Right, the woman didn't realize she was stepping on the man's foot.
It's a good way to lead into what you're going to say.
Yeah, to kind of get someone's attention. If you just suddenly start talking, it might take the other person off guard. So this is a good way to let them know you're about to say something. And the next word is?
Hai.
This is the word hai, said with rising intonation. Hai is a super common word in Japanese.
It's often translated as yes.
And in a lot of situations, it's used to mean yes.But a lot of the time, people use it just to let the other person know that they're listening.
Like, hi, hi, hi.
So if you're saying something to someone in Japanese and they go,
hi, hi,
it just means they're listening to you and following along with what you're saying. That's all.
That's right. If you say it with rising intonation, though, it becomes a question.
So, hi would mean yes or I'm sorry.
If someone doesn't understand you, they might say, hi.
In the conversation, the man said, excuse me, and the woman went, hi?
Like, yes? What is it?
Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus. Okay, in this lesson, you'll learn how to say, excuse me, and I'm sorry. You never know when you might have to excuse yourself or apologize for something, right?
Right. The best part is, you only have to learn one phrase for both.
One phrase for both. That's right.There is one phrase that covers both of these meanings. That makes it easy. And that word is, Naomi?
すみません。
すみません。One time slowly.
すみません。
And one more time, regular speed.
すみません。
So this すみません has two meanings, excuse me and I'm sorry.
We heard both meanings in the conversation.
So the first meaning of すみません excuse me, is used to get the attention of somebody. So that means you can use it to call out to a stranger or a waiter at a restaurant, things like that.
The woman was stepping on the man's foot, so the man said, あの、すみません。
Excuse me, like that.
So that's the first meaning of すみません。
The second meaning, again, is I'm sorry.
The woman realized that she was stepping on the man's foot, so she said, ah, すみません。
Which is, oh, I'm sorry. This is really useful. If you make some kind of mistake, bump into someone, step on someone's foot like in the dialogue, it can all be handled with すみません。
Please remember this phrase.
Okay, let's try saying it with both meanings. The first one, Naomi, with the meaning of, excuse me?
あの、すみません。
あの、すみません。Repeat after Naomi.
あの、すみません。
Great. And now the second meaning. I'm sorry.
すみません。
すみません。Repeat after Naomi.
すみません。
Great. Sounding good. Okay. Now let's try it in a situation. What's a good one? Let's say you're making your way around a store and Naomi is blocking your way. You can't get past her. What would you say to get her attention? Here we go.
すみません。Sorry for being in the way.
Very nice. I think we can function in a lot of situations with this word.
Me too. It helps to keep this word in the front of your brain.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this lesson. Remember, for more details on anything we cover in this lesson, please check out the lesson notes PDF.
We can't cover everything here, so we put extra information in the PDF.
You can read it as you listen, as a lot of listeners do, or read it afterward as a review. Either way, go to JapanesePod101.com to download the lesson notes for this lesson now. Okay, make sure to join us for the next lesson, where you'll learn how to ask for something in Japanese.
See you then. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Until next time.
いたたたた。あの、すみません。
はい。
足。
すみません。